Right, this is Friday, the 5th of February, 2021, Putterow. I'm at the camp, and I've got the machine on four channels, and I'm just going to walk towards the harp site. I'm going to take a complete walk, one that I've made hundreds and hundreds of times, to where the harps are. So, there'll be wind noise and bits and pieces. I'm not going to take much care with this, but I just want to document the change in sound ambience as we move. Now, I'm just going out now. There's a relatively light westerly wind, high tide. And I'm coming up now to the beginning of the track. Along the foreshore, it's in grass on sand dunes right at the edge of the stone bank. So I've got rising sand dunes with vegetation on my left and the sea on my right. Very exposed, there's no protection from the sound of the environment here. It's quite a narrow track. I'm holding on to the fence line to keep myself from falling off, especially this bit here, which is quite narrow. Overcast day, hasn't been any rain for a number of days now. Still walking along the foreshore. I'm coming up to the gate of the fence, just below Pete's Seat. I'm turning left now, and I'm going up the quite steep little hill. Pete's Seat, his yellow seat, is going past, on the right. I keep on going, and I'm moving away from the sea now, heading towards the southeast, up over a little knoll, back again, and then instead of going following the track over to the house, I'm going to take a sharp right now and head down into a little hollow on the way to the harp site. I'm travelling sort of southwest again. I'm just going to stop here. Notice how the sound of the sea is reduced enormously. You can still hear the background roar and the upper frequencies, but it's muted by the hill that's on my right-hand side. On my left, I'm going past very vigorous macrocarpus. Now as I come out of the little gully I've been in, the sea is visible again on my right, and it's also audible. So if I stand here now, when I've gone past the gully, I'm holding the microphone only in the forward direction. Then you can hear the breaking of high tide much more clearly. I'm going to keep going again. A few cicadas on my left. Now I'm going down into a little valley again now here. And here, let's see, slowing down. I've stopped now. And I'm between groves of macrocarpus. They're only very small macrocarpus, up to about head height, and buffeted by the wind, but they're quite healthy, and they're protecting me from the sea. Now as I come out of that, up again, now I've got a little hill on my left, but open vegetation and then the sea on my right. I'm veering slightly left, and I'm coming up to the brow which overlooks the Harpsup. Sea's on my right, land on my left and front. Very large hill in front of me. Now I'm standing about to go down into the wadi that contains the Patera Array. And you'll hear the ambience of the site where the harps are begin to take effect. I won't speak, I'll just walk. So I've left the sea behind now, and I'm entering the world of the harps. It's not a particularly good laminar flow, and it's coming from the wrong direction really, so the harps are only just speaking. But one of the reasons you can hear them so well is because the sound of the sea has been muted by the vegetated sand dunes that form a barrier between the site, the low site, and the sea. A sort of a long line, and covered by very large flax bushes now. I'll go down a bit lower till I'm in the centre of the array. It's exposed a bit now, and you can hear the wind. Now I'm going to turn to my left so that my body blocks the wind a bit. See if you can hear the harps. They're all singing quite softly. Okay, I'm now going to turn to my right again. To approach Dancer. Moving away from Dancer and walking across to Fat Boy on the eastern side of the array. Come round to the open end of the resonator. This is a bigger stone, and so it's got thicker strings which give more amplitude. I'm going to put my t-shirt over the windshield. I'm moving to my left again. I'm going counterclockwise. I'm coming down to Fisheye. It's a much more sheltered part of the site here. Now I'm moving left again and right across the site to where Tiger is situated. Moving towards the sea now. Now that's interesting. This is the northernmost position, closest to the line of hills or sand dunes with flaxes on, and you can hear this harp is nearly dormant. Every now and then it'll give a little response. Now I'm going to the last harp, the westernmost harp, little lady. Now she should be speaking, I would think, because she's much further in the flow. Thank you. Now I'm moving away, going back around to Dancer again. So you can tell that it's more of a wind than air movement. And these instruments don't like that. They want constancy. That's what they like. Gentle constancy. Now I'm going to go back to the campsite. we're going down, turning right, and I can see the tent and the campsite, and I'll go right back to the place where I started. And you can see our tent site is slightly lower than where the sea stops, and so the surf sound is diminished again, and I'm just now standing behind the tent, back where I started from.